Hello, welcome back to Out Loud with Kai, Elena, and Mia. In this episode, we'll be discussing cuffing season, what comes with that phenomenon, and relationships during the holiday season. Let's get into it.
Yeah, so, I mean, what is cuffing season?
Awful.
Well, basically, cuffing season, as a specific time of year, when people become extremely motivated to get coupled up. And it generally starts in, like, October, November, until a bit after Valentine's Day. So during, like, the cooler months of the year, as the temperatures drop and the number, that's when, like, the number of people in relationships increase. So basically, we're in the midst of it right now.
Yes. I mean, for sure it's a real thing. Like, I've heard it a lot. Like, it's a term that's kind of just, like, thrown out there recently.
Yeah, I feel like everyone is aware that it exists. Yeah. But I think there's some discrepancy as, like, what it actually is.
Like, right, like if it's real or if it's just, like, a gimmicky thing.
Yeah. Yeah, before going into this, I thought it was, like, just, like, a TikTok trend.
No, because because
I've seen it on media and stuff like that. Right. And, like, didn't really talk about it in high school. But
I feel like the new thing. Actual research that's like proves that it's right. Like actually kind of a thing.
That's the thing that's funny. Like a lot of the research will reference. It doesn't necessarily reference cuffing season as like that's what it's
the term.
Called,
yeah.
But it's like more of a study, like the seasonal variation in our I guess behavior, right, and how it affects our relationship. So they don't necessarily refer to cuffing season, but that's what the phenomenon is called. A lot of times in media, and it's, like, backed up by research that is done about relationships and seasonal habits and behaviors that we partake in.
Yeah. So I think, like, not only is it, like, a trend, a thing that happens in our lives, but, like, it's a sociological, psychological, biological phenomenon that's happening that we've all probably experienced some facet of it.
Right.
And so basically, in the research and studies that we found, it did suggest that there is a very real phenomenon. And then also that there's like a lot of reasons why during this time of year relationships increase. And some of the reasons that we found are basically that during this time of year is when a lot of holidays are. Like there's Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, New Year's. And I feel like there's a lot of pressure from your family, especially when you're visiting, to like be in a relationship, or they'll ask like, oh, like are you dating anyone right now? Oh, who are you seeing? Right. And also like even like just with holidays, like it's kind of nice to like have a, you know, like yeah, nice yeah. to be like, oh, like it's such like a nice little time of the year to like have someone.
And something. The pressure is on, the pressure yeah, for the sure on. We were talking earlier about holiday rom-coms, which is really interesting. So holiday rom-coms, they exist. Like I feel like there are so many of them.
Hallmark like, is my it, bitch. Like, yeah. I love Hallmark.
They're a money-making machine. They know how to get bitches to watch.
Yeah.
Like, they know what we want. We eat up their
and
shit.
And it's because it's contributing to this, because we know that during this time of year, like, loneliness especially is increasing and seasonal depression, which we'll get into a little bit, but, like, nothing makes me feel better than watching two stupid people fall in a stupid love and like get a Christmas tree together and then have a happy ending. Like I don't know, I'm a sucker literally, for it.
You're watching it with someone.
You're
love.
Wanting to watch it. You're wanting yeah, to watch and if it you're not someone. Watching it with someone, you are really wanting to watch it with someone.
Yes. So like, yeah, definitely, especially with like the cold, like in the Midwest and stuff, because during this time of year, like it gets a lot colder. There is like this kind of desire to like cuddle up with someone and like be warm and cozy.
Drink hot cocoa with someone.
And then like like what Kai was saying earlier, like seasonal depression is a really big thing. And when you're feeling depressed, like you don't necessarily want to be alone.
Right. Yeah, and I think obviously too in Wisconsin and during winter months and other parts of the year, that's when there's gonna be less sun. So that means we're losing that, and it of course causes the lack of serotonin, which makes us just feel more isolated and sad. This can of course make some people really withdrawn and not really super into finding relationships or like communicating with their friends, but it can also like have an opposite effect where people are really like longing for that connection, which is another reason why someone might want a partner or someone consistent that they can hang out with in the wintry months, especially when it gets dark so early. Just in general, when we're feeling really sad and just really isolated, especially in the winter, I think it can be nice to just even have a friend or a, you know, a partner to just, you know, improve your mood, hang out with, like watch a holiday rom-com, drink hot chocolate, cuddle.
Happiest season. Anyone out there?
Literally, yes, watch that, please.
Even, like, Christmas songs, if you think of, most of them are romance-based.
Yeah.
Something else really interesting that we found through, like, quantitative studies is that searches on Google for porn, sex workers and escorts, and also dating sites, or so, like, Tinder and things like that, there's a huge increase. Also over the summer, but that's for different reasons. Yes. But it's interesting that we can see like increases in these activities twice a year for very different reasons. I'm assuming. And there's also an increase of the number of relationship status changes to a relationship during the winter season.
Facebook official.
Yeah. Looking back, I think most of my anniversaries have been in like December. Sorry. Cuffing season. I was victim to cuffing season. Not this season.
Well, I mean, we still have some time.
No, not this season. But yeah, it's so strange. And this doesn't mean that it's not common in other seasons or other times of the year, but it just shows that folks are even more interested in sex and finding a partner during the winter months and the cold season.
Yeah, I think
the cold will get to you
for sure. I think especially college, like if we're thinking about like our campus and being in a college like centered community, I think like that even it's just even more common here. And I think a lot of it probably is to do with like all the reasons we already said, but also like when you're coming to college in the fall, like that's when you are making new relationships, you're meeting new people, and like around cuffing season was when you're more likely to get into a new relationship potentially and like want to make something official.
Yeah.
If you got here, you know, in September and you're starting to like date people casually.
I would also potentially argue that the stress that comes from like finals and the stress that comes from like Christmas in general for some folks or like other holidays and things like that, I think can like make us want to latch on to people a little bit more. I know personally for me, when I'm like going through it, my first thought is to like download Tinder or something like that and like get some physical connection of some sort, because it's a, potentially can be a distraction. It can be, and also we've talked heavily about how sex can have positive like psychological and physical effects too. So like it makes sense that naturally our human behavior would be want to connect with people during this time.
Especially it can make up for that lost serotonin.
It absolutely does.
It definitely gives like hibernation vibes. Like when you're hibernating, you don't want to do it alone.
I don't know, stuffing your face with nuts in the winter is that
to keep warm through the month?
Yes.
Especially in Wisconsin.
But that, I guess that leads to the question of, like, should we engage in cuffing season?
So I think this is a hard question because, like Mia mentioned before we kind of got started, that, like, it happens to a lot of us without even really knowing. Like, we don't recognize that this is happening, but of course, like, it is. Like, the stats, like, show that people are interested in this, especially during the winter months. But we kind of just wanted to, like, touch base and talk about, like, what we should expect before entering a new relationship, and that, like, at the end of the day, like, you shouldn't feel pressured to be in a relationship just because, like, you're wanting that physical affection or you're wanting that, you know, that partnership or that communication during the winter months or, like, that, I guess, I don't know, just, like, that feeling that, oh, I have someone. And I think a lot of people are kind of looking for that. And I feel like at the end of the day, we shouldn't necessarily engage into being in a committed relationship if we're not really wanting that at the end of the day. But, like, it's hard because we do want that physical connection and that, you know, commitment.
Emotional intimacy.
Right. Yeah. And so I think that can be a hard thing to balance, like, if you're actually wanting a relationship or if you're, like, looking for something else.
I think it's definitely important to, like, look inward and really think about, like, is this what I want or is this what I'm just feeling pressured to want from, like, outside and maybe even, like, mental things going on. And but it's also, like, yes, it is cuffing season. And on the other side of that coin, like, if it is what you really want, if you do really want to date someone and you're like, oh, this person's really cool and like I think you're really nice, like don't feel necessarily like you shouldn't go for it because it's like you might be judged because you're falling into the trap of cuffing mm-hmm. season. So just like be aware of like your reasoning and whether or not you really want to do something.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid, like don't shy away if it is what you mm-hmm. really want.
Absolutely. Personal introspection and reflection can go a long way. And especially like what I want to also bring up is because we're also experiencing it, it also means that the person we're potentially interested is inherently experiencing this as well. And this is like absolutely related to my last relationship.
Yeah.
They don't listen to this podcast, so it's fine. But my last relationship was very much a cuffing season type ordeal. Began in the winter months, was cuffed on Valentine's Day, but was cuffed out of, like, kind of that pressure. And I'll full-heartedly admit that it was, like, this weird pressure also from the other person and myself and feeling that I should be in a relationship or whatever. Yeah. Or, like, we've been doing X, Y, and Z for X amount of months, so therefore it's just we should be in a relationship and that just led to an awful relationship. But I think that that's like, and I didn't have that reflection or introspection, and now even like I'm more aware of it and like there are people that I could potentially maybe want to be with, but I am like also having a reflection of like maybe now's not the time.
And I think it's like it's just really important to figure out why you're having that need, because if it is just like to fulfill some like emotional intimacy or some physical intimacy especially during the winter months, or it's like pressure from family and you know holidays are coming up, like all of those reasons, like, could be a reason why you're wanting a relationship, but I think at the end of the day, too, it shouldn't push you to get a relationship if it's not what you want.
Make sure it is the person, not the circumstance.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
And we're so annoying. We always say communication is key, but, like, it is really true. Like, in almost any situation, like, communication at the end of the day is, like, the most important thing. And of course, involving the other person too in those conversations. Mm-hmm. I think that can be scary when you're in a new relationship, trying to like have that conversation. Like, are we ready to be committed? And like, is this what we want? And do we want to be monogamous? And no one wants to have that conversation. But like, it's really hard to make choices if we can't have those open conversations with our partners.
And it's interesting to think about too, how potentially cuffing season might affect like friends with benefit situations and might potentially make it more difficult. Because I'd be realizing that I get attached during cuffing season to like my friends with Ben's, but it's it's the circumstance surrounding
us. I feel like
it's
always like in the winter months that like friends with benefit situations like turn into
relationships.
Like, literally from experience.
Yeah.
100%. I think honestly probably all of us have experienced that at some point.
We are simply statistics.
We are, and nothing that we do is of our own volition. Everything is because of other outside we do not have free will.
Free will is fake out loud. Anyway,
so the point of this conversation is just that you should make the choice that's right for you and your partner, of course, too, because you know, at the end of the day, like, you should just talk to your partner. It's hard. We understand that it's super difficult, but I think it's better to talk about it ahead of time so then you can really figure out what's best for you.
And then down the line, you're not like, fuck, I'm so sad. This guy's so weird and bad.
Right.
Because then you're like, oh, I talked about it beforehand.
Yes. It's so adultish. Yes, absolutely.
Just don't feel the pressure. You don't have to bring a date to any of these holidays.
No, you don't.
That is not, like, you shouldn't date someone to do that. That's not.
Bring a friend if you really want to.
I'm bringing a friend to this Thanksgiving, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, bring a friend.
But, yeah, I guess that also leads into, like, the next question of, like, how this generation, I sound like an old person, but like how this generation defines dating, which is so interesting to think about. Because when I hear dating, I think relationship, you know, but that's not necessarily the case. And this goes back to communication and how we should be talking to people.
I think like all three of us had this conversation too before we created the script for this episode. And all of us had like a different perspective of what the definition of dating is, which is like it goes to show that it's so different for every person.
Yeah,
like when I think dating, I agree with Mia. Like at first I was like, oh my god, it's like serious, it's like you're like committed to this person. But then, like, I looked it up for this little episode, mm-hmm. and I was also thinking about, like, how a lot of our parents or our grandparents are like, oh, are you dating someone? Like, they don't necessarily mean, like, oh, you want to come in a relationship. It's just like, oh, are you, like, seeing anyone? Like, are you hanging out with anyone? Because really, the actual definition of dating is, and I looked this up, a stage of romantic relationships in which two individuals engage in activity together, most often with the intention of evaluating each other's suitability as a partner in a future intimate relationship. So it's just, like, kind of hanging out.
Yeah, it's literally going on dates.
Going on dates.
Yeah.
And, like, I've gone on dates with so many people, and I was like, I would not consider this dating. But it's, like, it was dating. Yeah. Like, I was going on dates with them.
Right, to try to see if you were compatible and, like, had an interest to go further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a lot of different umbrellas to this, too. Like, we hear the term casual dating. We heard the term, you know.
Friends with benefits
can be considered dating. So I just think it's really interesting. So, which further promotes the idea that, like, we should be talking to our partner. Because if one partner says, like, we're dating, like, what does that mean? What does that mean to us?
Are we hooking up with other people?
Yeah,
like,
because...
are we not hooking up with other people? Like, what is...
yeah.
What is it? I think that's really hard. Again, like, no one wants to have these conversations in the beginning. Because I think that people are just so nervous.
They don't want to seem too eager. Right. Not eager enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just are trying to meet someone.
Which I think, like, is just, like, our society's, like, the outcome of society conflating the meaning to be bigger than it actually is or more serious than it actually is.
Yeah.
But, like, looking at it as just something that, like, we're doing with another person rather than a label potentially helps, like, understand our dynamic with that person. Because when you say you're dating someone, it's just, it's scary.
You know, and I actually, like, when I was thinking about this, I felt like we don't date enough. Like, I feel like we should bring back the original version of dating. And I think it should be acceptable to, like, actually go on a date and take someone out on a date for a night and have fun. Like, actually go on a date.
Yeah.
And, like, really get to know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, really get to know people before you, like, dive in.
Right. Like,
I wish we did this podcast a year ago.
But, like, literally, like, people are now just like, LOL, like, come over.
Yeah.
And, like, Tinder dating, like, is not dating. Like, I mean... I don't know a single person who's actually gone on, like, a date, like, a full-on actual date with someone that wasn't, like, a partner, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, a one-time thing. Like, I feel like that doesn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm. I've gone on dates with people.
Okay.
I think I kind of have, but, like...
it's, like, complicated, though.
It
like,
is,
it's,
yeah.
Like, you don't just, like, ask someone out on a date anymore. I sound so old.
you are old.
I am old.
Anyway, dating. Dating is so fun.
It's not, like, it's really not this, like, crazy thing that's, like, so intense and so, like, whatever that everyone thinks it is. Like, you can kind of just take it step by step and just, like, ease into it, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be... just such an intense label that I feel like a lot of people in our generation or whatever think and act like it is.
I have a question. Do you think that because the dating implies, like, potentially, like, future implications, but dating doesn't necessarily mean that it has to, but do y'all think that, like, in order to date, you should be ready to consider a relationship or no?
I don't think so, personally.
I feel like you should obviously let the person you're dating know what your intentions are. But if you let them know, like, I'm just kind of dating around because I'm just kind of, you know, doing it.
Yeah.
But I don't really think I want anything serious. Like, I think that's fine. But if you're kind of, like, withholding that information, I think that's a little bit messed
up. Yeah, I agree. I also think, like, honestly, when people are just, like, dating around... I think sometimes that's when you find good relationships because, like, you don't have this, like, intense pressure on yourself because you're, like, wanting a relationship for whatever reason it may be. Like, I think that just adds so much added pressure to yourself, to the other person, to whatever relationship you're in. And it just, like, can potentially be unhealthy because you're, like, really wanting a relationship. Whereas, like, if you don't have that added pressure and you are just, like, going on dates and, like, you know, talking to the people, having a really good time... like, I feel like that's when you can be more open and, like, in a better space to actually, like, develop something further. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, sometimes you don't know, which is, like, fair.
Yeah.
Like, it's like when you're not, like, I need to be in a relationship and I don't care who it is.
Right.
Like, you're obviously not going to be in a very good relationship if that's your mindset. But if you're just, like, I'm really having a good time with this person, you know, I'd like to keep hanging out. Like, maybe I actually do want to be with them. Like, that Yeah, that feels like it would lead to a more healthy relationship.
Yeah. With all of this being said, and the holidays coming up, when should we introduce, if and when we get a partner, when should we introduce them to our friends and our family?
That's a hard question. I think it really does depend on every relationship and every, like, family-friend dynamic.
This truly, like, it's my least favorite part of being in a relationship of any form, is, like, introducing them to...
I have never.
And really?
It's
awful. Like, you're not missing out.
My family about a relationship after it has ended.
Interesting.
When I'm in it, I'm like, the minute that I tell my parents, I feel like it's going to become, like, a thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I really need to see longevity.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. So, like, I have not. And then my parents do not like, my parents did not like that I was not telling them about that. Mm-hmm. Also, like, I wanted some time to just, like,
feel it out
and not have other opinions. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I think that's, like, a really stressful thing, honestly, like, something to consider, though, when you're thinking about introducing a partner to your friends or family, because, like, if it makes it a thing and it adds that much more stress and pressure onto your relationship, like, maybe it's not the right time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's completely okay. So I think it can be really stressful, like, period. Even if you, think it's going to be an amazing outcome and, like, they'll get along with your friends, they'll get along with your family, like, it can still be really stressful.
This is absolutely a personal opinion, but I would err on the side of caution for introducing a significant other, like, at a holiday event. Because holiday events are, like, stressful in general for family, for, like, for everyone involved.
Right.
And it can, like, add additional stress, even though it could, like, be a really cute moment and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I had a boyfriend in high school that I brought to Christmas Eve. Oh, I'm never allowed to bring a boyfriend to Christmas Eve after this happened. But basically, he, like, moped around the whole time. I don't know. Something happened that day. He moped around.
Yeah.
And, like, made my mom cry because she felt like Christmas was ruined because of freaking my junior year boyfriend. And, like, and I'm still, to this day, not allowed to invite a boyfriend over for Christmas Eve because my mom doesn't want their bad juju rubbing off on our Christmas tree, basically. So I just think it's really, and that's just, again, my personal opinion, but I can understand that, like, all of these stresses combined can, like, make it more stressful than it needs to be.
Yeah.
And especially if we're dating around and, like, this is, like, a person that, like, is important to us, but, like, honestly, whoever knows what's gonna happen? So, like, having a more casual introduction just might be a little easier depending on our personality types and depending the dynamic that we hold with this person. But I just something I want to say, given that the holidays are coming up, and it's something just to think about, not necessarily to deter, but just to think about. And if we're ready for that, for sure, go for it. But if not, maybe don't.
Right. I think, like, going off that too, like, especially if you have, like, really big families and, like, you're going home for the holidays, like, that also is really stressful for your partner.
Yeah.
Because if you, like, put yourself in your partner's shoes, especially if you have, like, a really big family and all these, like, expectations, like, if you think about going into some random family's, like, holiday, traditional type weekend, like, it's so stressful. It, like, imagine, like, even just, like, meeting the parents is stressful, the siblings, like, whoever you're meeting, even friend groups, like, that's all stressful, but, like, imagine meeting, like, every family member that this person, like, has and, like, distant cousins. Yeah. Like, that's a lot of pressure.
Because you need to, like, impress everyone, because...
Literally everyone.
You need to be impressive. You need to also get the approval of everyone. And just one bad impression could really wreck their image of you. And then it's, like, if they don't like you... Obviously, that doesn't mean your relationship is over.
It adds additional stress.
Like, it's definitely going to be a consideration for your partner. Because, like, your family...
It depends on who it is. But, like, a lot of people do respect their family's, opinions.
They may really want the approval of their family.
Yeah.
So it is a very big step.
Yeah.
And naturally, when our partners potentially, like, meet our family, there's... automatically, like, new opinions, new thoughts, whether that be good or bad, but it's just all coming from the people that you care about the person that you care about. So it's
that is funny too, because it makes me think of, like when I think of this, I think of, like, how, like, the family will not like your partner and will hate them and, like, find all these reasons why they're not, like, good enough for you. But, like, the funny thing is, sometimes it has, like, an opposite effect, where your family, like, is in love with this person, and, like, you realize that, like, maybe this is not the relationship for me.
Yes.
For whatever reason, whether it's, like, really soon after they meet, or even, like, months after, and I think that really, like, affects you, because, like, they love that person. Yeah. So then when you break up, like, it's always about that person.
No, yeah.
We'll always be bringing them up.
Right? No, literally.
Always be like, where is this person?
And then, like, every person thereafter has, like, this, like, weird benchmark to compete with an ex.
When my long-term boyfriend, I'm experiencing this right now, because my mom literally cried when I broke up with my long-term boyfriend. Mm. And, like, I was like, queen, calm down. It's fine. And then he still brought up all the time. Like, my family asks whatever. It's potentially still because we're still friends. But, like, there is this, like, weird romantic undertone. And when I dated someone after that, they were consistently compared to that long-term boyfriend.
Like, I don't blame people, especially, like, if it was a good, healthy relationship.
Yeah.
But I also think it, like, really affects, like, if a person is thinking about ending a relationship, it makes it even harder, because, like, some people do really value their family's opinion. Some people, like, don't care. But, like, I think it really just adds an extra layer of stress for every important decision you make within your partnership going forward.
Yeah.
It's, like, before they meet your family, it's kind of just, like, your relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's like only what you think about them, what they think about you. Mm-hmm. And that's like when you bring your friends in, it's kind of like another layer. And it's like, oh, like, what do they think about my friend? What do my friends think, you know? And then it's like that could add tension if someone doesn't like someone or whatever. And then it's like your family is like an even higher level of just like opinions and thoughts that you're just gonna have to contend with, and it's gonna bleed into how you view your relationship. And obviously, like, it doesn't have to be a bad thing, like, you know, like, maybe you don't have a great relationship and then your friend points it out to you, or like your mom is like, hey, I don't think they treat you very well, like, maybe that's helpful, that's what you need to hear. But sometimes it can be just very stressful, so just like careful, and maybe just really like, am I ready for this?
Mm-hmm. And potentially like checking in with your partner at a family gathering or something like that, and just saying, hey, you feeling okay? Things going okay? Like, can I support you in any way? Like, because especially I like, my family comes with like a trigger warning. I'm like, I'm sorry for what you're about to experience. And I know that's the case with a lot of people in their families. Yeah. Like, people don't have great relationship with their families. So when they go and they're like, listen. So I think check-ins can be really important, or a check-in afterwards, just like, how did that feel?
And you're like, oh, you want like a moment away or something. Yeah. You can go into the next room and can chill out or something.
Like, even too, I think a lot of, especially college students, like if you're traveling back home and you're bringing your partner and you're traveling, like potentially you're staying at like family or friends' houses, which like for the entire time, like that is like high stress for your partner. So I think even, like, being a little bit understanding and just, like, aware of how stressful that can be when you're out of your comfort zone, you might not have, like, a moment, like, truly to yourself if you're staying, you know, out of town. So I think just, like, again, communication is so important. Mm-hmm. It's stressful for everyone in that situation, honestly.
I think it's also important to highlight that, like, these stress factors can be extremely amplified, especially when we're engaging in any relationship that's not cishet, you know? Right. So like, especially for like our LGBTQ plus like audience members and like us as ourselves, like it can be really difficult.
So it's like, okay, your family members might not like a partner because of their personality, but it's like if they don't like a partner just for the basic fact that they're like trans or they're the same gender as you, like there's not a lot to go from there. And that's more of like a hateful thing, and that's really hard to go through when you're the partner too, and you're like, there's nothing I can do to make these people like me.
Yeah.
And like, it's so unfortunate, but like an indicator could also be like if we potentially like came out to our family and how they responded to that could be an indicator of how they may respond to your partner.
Yeah.
And how they're gonna treat them.
And how they're gonna treat them, which is a whole other beast to tackle, because people our age right now, because our families our older generations, for sure, but the shift between acceptance wasn't that long ago, realistically. Yeah. So a lot of us are going back home to potentially, like, conservative families or really religious families, and, like, which makes sense generationally, but it can be really difficult and probably really common for us to experience those hardships with these family members, which is so unfortunate. So we just need to make sure that we're checking in with ourselves and our partners, for sure. Yeah.
And it can also... like, a factor, too, with queer relationships is, like, whether you're out or not.
Yeah.
And that's a really big factor.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, one person could be out and then another person isn't. And it's, like, how do you navigate that?
Right.
And then maybe the person who's out wants to be with someone who's also out. Like, obviously, if you're still in the closet, like, your partner should not pressure you to come out.
Yeah.
Because that's a very intimate decision to make and it has a lot of implications. But it's also, like, if you're out, you do, and you want to be with someone who's out, you do deserve that. So it's, like, just make sure that both parties know what they need and expect and want. And if they can't give that, to, like, be okay with that and maybe part ways, you know? And it doesn't have to be, like, I want you to go, like, come out, or, like, you're asking too much of me. Like, it can just be, like... I can't, like, I want something different, and, like, I can't come out right now, and it's, like, okay, and then you part ways, like.
Right.
And both are so valid, because sexuality is such an individual journey, and such a important moment for ourselves to, like, reflect and, you know, prioritize what we want, so I think that, like, it's not necessarily selfish to want something that matches more with what our own interests are, and I think that's totally fine, but it's also just as important to respect the other person and not give ultimatums, like, if you don't come out, like, we can't date, like, the ultimatums are just as shitty as, like, just not accepting them, regardless, so I think that it's just important to acknowledge that it is individual, and that we're doing what is best for ourselves.
Even, like, going off that, too, like, maybe you're not even in a relationship, but, like, being... on a college campus, like, especially if you're, like, away, further away from your family, like, maybe you've had the space to come out and to be out with all of your friends and, like, in this potentially new city or on your college campus, and, like, that feels really great, and you've been able to explore who you are, but then, like, going back home can be a really stressful time for a lot of folks who just can't be who they are at home, and I think that also adds a lot of stress, regardless of a relationship, because you know, you're out in college and everyone knows, and now you have to kind of, like, close that part off. And I think that can be really traumatic, too. So I think checking in with your friends, too, that are going through this, because they for sure might need some extra support, and just communication, because, I mean,
communication,
but, like, holidays can be hard for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons, regardless of if they're in a relationship or not. So I think it's just really, really crucial to check in on your friends and your family, especially during the holiday season.
So as we wrap up, we just wanted to thank you again for listening. In this episode, we talked about cuffing season, introducing partners to friends and family, and the holidays in general. We hope you all enjoy your well-deserved Thanksgiving break. Stay tuned for our next episode, in which we'll have a Q&A from students. So thank you so much for listening. Bye.